Mr. Brunel.
By the way, the quiz, and it will be this type of thing. It's not going to be anything real deep. It will be based basically on Romans 6, the idea that is there, and some of the things that we've talked about, and 1 Corinthians 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And today, 1 Corinthians 2. We're kind of getting up to time. Well, we have basically... that deals with that, and whether you have it in your notes or not, you may not have, but the basic way in which the Christian has of maintaining the Christian walk and to keep sin dead is to reckon the sin to have been dead. Do not obey it. And how we do that is with our union with Christ. Our union with Christ. Remember those two concepts.
Which two concepts, sir?
We are to reckon ourselves dead to sin. And united to Christ. That's the basic theme of Romans 6, and that is the basic idea as to how we can vence that, we can overcome the sin problem in our lives. Remember I told you about the worm, you cut his head off, and if he doesn't get the food, the problem is we keep feeding the particular sins that we want to, that we enjoy. That's the biggest problem. We keep feeding those. Those that we don't want to, and I'll use myself as another outstanding illustration. Before I was saved, I used to smoke everything like a big bar of steel. I didn't particularly want to even before I was saved. I didn't like the idea of smoking. I was a slave to it, and you smell bad, and your teeth are yellow, and all those things. Or about, I didn't particularly want to. After I was saved, it was fairly easy for me to give up the habit of tobacco. It was a struggle because it was habit forming. It was a struggle, but the struggle wasn't to give up the tobacco because I didn't care about the tobacco. It was the habit that I had developed that I had the problem with. But as far as the tobacco, I didn't care about it. That stayed with me for many years, but no. It finally has, that desire has, for 10 and 12 years, I still wish, especially after I eat a meal, you know, and be idle after I eat a meal, oh my. That desire, not for the taste, but just that was just part of me, that had gotten gripped so much for years, for 12 years maybe, afterwards. No longer do I have that desire, no. One of the things that I did for at least a year after the Lord took the smoking habit away from me was I would dream that I had gone back to it. Terrible. mean, they were prolific dreams, you know, and that I had lost the battle. That I had lost the battle. And what a blessed relief that was to wake up and find it was only a dream. Because they were really, really some vivid dreams. And my father sometimes would come into my room and wake me up while I was screaming, you know, having nightmares. And it was because I had dreamt it. Somehow, some way, I went back to this loving memory. Now, I wanted to give that up, so it was basically, it was a disciplined problem, but I wanted to do that, even before I was there, so therefore it was easier. But there were other things that I didn't want to give up. So therefore they were more difficult. And even into today, I have some of those things, besetting sins. Besetting sins are the things that we don't necessarily want to do, but that we sort of enjoy them. We know they're wrong, but we enjoy them. All right? We don't have, as we said, we don't have to obey that because we do have power and health. Let me read just a couple of illustrations from this book. Okay. Emancipation. Those of you who study history or what have you know what the word emancipation means.
Freedom from slavery.
Freedom from slavery. Emancipation from sin. Freedom from sin.
Emancipation?
Emancipation. It means freedom. Just use the word to be free from sin.